Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is hosting a summit to bring $1 trillion worth of investment dollars to Canada to reduce the country's economic reliance on the United States. Good luck with that, because even Canadians aren't investing in Canada anymore. But I do think it's going to work, if only temporarily, because the economic cycle is coming to an end. And usually commodities do the best near the end of it, and Canada's mainly a commodities-based economy. Up next, this guy says that no black girls were allowed on Epstein's Island, and that sometimes racism saves lives. This isn't the victory he thinks it is, because black women are already being raped by their own men. All this proves is that rich and powerful men out there with perverted tendencies don't touch black women. Then again, this guy's wrong, because here's Lisa Phillips, a black sexual survivor of Epstein Island. Number three, boomers are the biggest voting bloc in Canada, and 96% of them say that immigration is a net positive, despite the crime and healthcare strains. Immigrants keep the housing market propped up so that boomers stay rich. Seniors are the only group that's positive about it, because most of them have their homes paid off and live in neighborhoods that are away from the enrichment crowd. They also like paying migrants lower fees for cleaning and gardening. Moving on, why does this happen, that women tend to socialize with other women their own age, while men are more likely to socialize with each other at various ages? The only thing I don't agree with is that's a cat and not a dog. Men tend to socialize with other men with common hobbies and interests. And since women don't have hobbies, the only thing they tend to have in common is age and the age range of the men that they chase. It's all about their intersexual competition. Number five, here's a difference between when a dog is eating and when your dog sees you eating. He's going to get vicious protecting his bowl of gruel. Meanwhile, while you're eating, he's just trying to look cute, so you feed him. The dogs and cats who evolved to look the cutest with the fluffiest fur survived around humans, because they gained our sympathy. It's a perfect metaphor for communists, except communists not only protect what's theirs, but they also use violence to take your food too. At least your dog won't do that. Up next, in 1997, a woman climbed a 1,000-foot redwood tree and stayed there for 2 years to prevent it from being cut down. Probably because she also couldn't get down. I'd also hate to be standing under that tree whenever she was defecating. What's really impressive is that woman was able to stay away from people for 2 years without much or any social contact. Today's women wouldn't be able to survive longer than 2 days without their phones. Number seven, with the oil crisis, Canada is canceling flights from Toronto to Montreal and New York because of increasing fuel costs. And Spirit Airlines also went bankrupt recently. Yet as of scripting this, the markets keep going up and to the moon. Air Canada also canceled flights to other destinations. Maybe if fuel prices stay high for a long time, flying will once again be an activity that wealthy people do. It's more likely Canadians can't afford to go to New York, or they don't want to because of Trump. Moving on, Steve Jobs was brilliant when it comes to giving people what they wanted with regards to technology. But his health advice is terrible. He says to eat your food as your medicine. Dude ate fruit full of sugar and nothing else to cure his cancer, and meanwhile he helped it grow out of control. If he had just seeked out treatment sooner instead of working, his cancer would have been quite curable. Your pancreas produces insulin to eliminate sugar, and he had pancreatic cancer. So what does he do? He eats sugar, which puts more pressure on his pancreas. Number 9, this woman is upset because she told a guy to leave her alone, and meanwhile he did. Women don't always say what they mean. She wanted him to keep chasing her so she could get some attention and feel desired. Now her self-confidence is shot because she doesn't think that she's all that hot. And the guy who stopped talking to her is probably a chat. Chats have tons of options. Basically, when she tells you to leave her alone, and you do effortlessly, she feels rejected. Up next, why do you suppose that older women are in demand by younger men? Shouldn't it be the other way around, as women's optionality goes down as they age? Maybe young guys are looking for successful sugar mamas because, after all, how are you going to get ahead in life these days? In reality, younger women have too many options and can't make up their minds with regards to who they want to be with. Young guys just want sex on a regular basis, and older women want to get plowed by attractive younger guys, so it's a win-win except for those fertility rates. Number 11, it's getting so desperate for many guys out there that many will just buy random stuff or order Uber Eats just to see the Amazon girl dropping it off. This reminds me of that other woman taking pictures of her feet next to the food orders when she dropped them off, to gain men's sympathy and attention so they're more likely to give her a bigger tip. This gives me the same creepy vibes as Robin Williams' character in that film One Hour Photo. Moving on, here's what more and more British women look like cheating these days. I almost didn't notice the beer for a moment because I was paying attention to the bacon that penguin was eating. Do you know what else smells like bacon besides her? Kermit the Frog's finger. I also like how we're supposed to accept the fact that this is a so-called British woman and not ask questions as to where she's really from. Number 13, the decline of Canada's industrial capacity started a long time before Justin Skippy Trudeau showed up. But after he was elected, it fell off a cliff. That's also roughly the same time the housing bubble went into full swing. And I suspect that many of the former factory workers started working as construction workers. Too bad construction in places like Toronto has stalled completely, with zero new condo projects breaking ground. Looks like there's a depression ahead. Up next, 58% of women say they feel more like a parent than a partner in their relationships. Many of them grew up without a father around. So what do they even know about being a parent? I'm also guessing most of these women are with higher value men than they are, and if they don't cook and clean and give him sex, they fear he could easily replace them. If women feel so unhappy in their relationships, then why are they with such men to begin with? Oh, that's right. Because they don't have any better options. Number 15, this woman says that she saved 15.6 grand on groceries for 2 years by going on 6 dates a week and having her meals covered. I wonder what eating all that unhealthy food did to her health. And I'll bet you anything she didn't save that money, but she spent it on useless stuff. And women wonder why more men than ever are going their own way. I remember back in 2013, a fat and attractive woman bragged to me that she was in a long-term relationship, but was using guys on Tinder as foodie calls, and their partner was perfectly fine with it. I can only imagine how bad things are now. Moving on, here's a map of America's life expectancy. Why do you suppose that the average lifespan is in the mid to late 60s in the Southeast? Is it racism, or is it because black folks can't afford doctors? Or is it because poor people in the South have terrible habits like overeating and higher rates of obesity? Remember everyone, this could have been black folks' destiny, but those pesky white folks just ruin everything. Number 17, and speaking of black folks from Africa, look at these AIDS rates on the continent. It's 15 to 20% in South Africa. Imagine what would happen if the West stopped sending AIDS medication to the continent. The rate of spread would skyrocket and much of the continent would depopulate in a hurry. But most of Central African republics don't have any AIDS because they don't have degeneracy because they limit premarital sex. It's mostly just the South. Up next, Maryland is the first state that's going to ban surveillance pricing in grocery stores. I'm so tired of this. I already have to ask friends and family if they get better prices for certain items on Amazon. Soon I'll have to do the same with groceries. At some point, to break surveillance pricing, we're going to have to hire student shoppers to buy our groceries for us and split some of the savings with them. That's how you beat this, by sending shoppers in that confuse their algorithms. Number 19, here are Toronto's last 5 mayors. I didn't know that Joe Pesci was once the mayor. He's pretty based. Actually, that's supposed to be Mel Aspin, and he looks nothing like that. He was my favorite mayor, and here's actually what he looked like. He looks nothing like Joe Pesci. Back in the day, a friend of mine was doing a police ride-along before joining the academy, and they pulled over Lastman's loser son for drunk driving. The guy ended up driving his father's bad boy furniture business into the ground. Moving on, speaking of losers, this Somali daycare owner has his Lamborghini confiscated by U.S. Marshals. That's great news, but why isn't he being deported and still allowed to make TikTok videos? He's the one guilty of fraud, and yet he's trying to make it look like he's the victim or something. Next thing you know, he's going to demand the government gives him more welfare money and EBT to support his 3 wives and 12 kids. The daycare was probably just full of his own children. Number 21, this 25-year-old influencer is dating a 75-year-old wealthy man, claiming that she likes his personality. Something tells me she wouldn't like his personality if he didn't have all that moolah. I would do what he's doing too, because I'm quickly losing respect for all modern women, especially the younger ones. Their attitudes have deteriorated over the last 10 to 15 years. She will really be disappointed if he lives for another 20 to 30 years though. Up next, this has to be the best meme of the week, or at the very least for today. Remember to study, get a good job, and work hard so the government has something to redistribute to those who didn't. I don't think this guy's learned much from history. He wants to replace cold, rugged individualism with the warmth of collectivism. I don't know, though, the gulags seem pretty cold to me. Communists just want power and wealth for themselves and for everyone else below them to be poor. Number 23, I'm sick and tired of Jada. She says she took the blame for cheating on Will to protect his ego. That she's going to look like the adulterous wife in this case. This is her trying to avoid accountability for cheating and wrecking their relationship. Are we really to believe that he was the one cheating on her? You don't cheat on someone you're willing to slap Chris Rock for insulting. The only time I remember her being any good was during the Matrix trilogy. Moving on, apparently women reply the most online to white men and the least Indian men. Maybe, but I don't think this applies to Canadian women. Just today I was at Walmart and saw a white chick together with a Raj, and she fully domesticated him and the baby was strapped to him. Talk about disrespectful. I think this data is a bit out of date, at least in Kanuckistan. Women will get together with the top 5% of men regardless of what race he belongs to. Number 25 on the last one, speaking of cucks, why are they together after she birthed them a black baby? Maybe she's a reverse Rachel Dolezal and was born black but bleached her skin and had plastic surgery to make herself look white. Either that or she took the wrong kid from the hospital and felt terrible bringing him back. Yes, that's their son, but he's adopted. I still don't have any respect for that man. He's a super simp. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.